Restoring My Soul, Friday the 5th of June, The Steps of Christ. Describing the implications of our participation in Christ's offering, the Apostle Peter wrote, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps. Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him, the Father, who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." The fellowship of these stripes began in the house of Caiaphas. This is where Jesus turned his other cheek as he was bruised for our iniquities, and where Peter found deliverance from his zealotry. It is important to note that Peter directed us to follow in the steps of Christ, who pioneered the pathway of our salvation. This is how we avail ourselves of the atonement that Christ accomplished for mankind when he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That is, we are to participate in the 7 atoning events of Christ's offering and suffering journey by walking with him by the capacity of the Spirit on the pathway of salvation that he pioneered for us. Applying this principle, Peter explained that when Christ was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but rather committed himself to the Father who judges righteously. Likewise, this is to be the way in which a believing husband relates in his marriage and in his house, as he lifts up holy hands without wrath or without reviling or threatening and doubting. It is also to be the way in which a believing wife relates in her marriage and house, so that even if her husband does not obey the word, he, without a word or without reviling or threatening, may be won by the chaste conduct of his wife. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 21 to 24, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, and 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.